This morning, I'd like to share a story with you. It's a first-person story, the first person to give witness to the resurrection. And I'm going to ask you to lean into this time, suspend your disbelief, and listen for the voice of Mary of Magdala from across time and space. Good morning to all of you. My name is Mary, sometimes called Mary Magdalene. You will likely remember my story from earlier accounts at the foot of the cross, for example. So I want to tell you what happened after that. You might also remember Joseph from Arimathea. He was a secret follower of Jesus. He kept his belief a secret because of his position on the council. He was there when Jesus died, and he offered the use of a nearby unused tomb. We followed as they took Jesus to the tomb and laid him in it. We did what we could with the body to prepare it, but time was short, so we noted where the tomb was and what spices were needed to finish the preparation. We watched the men seal the tomb with a large round boulder and went back to where we were staying to observe the Sabbath. That was the worst Sabbath I have ever endured. All I wanted to do was to return to the tomb and give Jesus a proper burial. It was bad enough that he was killed, especially being crucified. But not to be able to give him a proper burial was devastating. I don't think I stopped crying. I could hardly wait for dawn. In fact, dawn had barely broken when the women and I were running back to the tomb to finish the job that had been started. I'm not sure how we thought we were going to move that boulder, the one that took six men to move it into place. None of us had thought of that before we left, or we would have woken some of the men to come with us. But as it was, we were alone. I couldn't believe my eyes when we rounded the corner and saw that the stone had been moved away from the tomb. So many thoughts ran through my head. First, I was angry, thinking that the men had gotten up early and come to move the boulder without telling us. Then I was scared that the Romans or the council had done this. What other indignity had they planned to heap on Jesus? Wasn't his death enough? I went into the tomb, and it was empty. Empty. Where was Jesus? I ran back to tell the other disciples that the tomb was empty. Typical of the men, they had to see for themselves, thinking that this was just the ranting of a hysterical woman. But I know what I saw. The tomb was empty. But I didn't know what had happened to Jesus' body. That was when the disciple that Jesus loved and Peter ran to the tomb. They were running as fast as they could, but the other disciple outran Peter. When he got to the tomb, he bent down and looked in and saw the linen wrappings just lying there. He didn't enter the tomb, but when Peter arrived, he entered the tomb and also saw the linen wrappings just lying there. Both of them went into the tomb, and then, I think, they believed me, that I was not being hysterical. But they remained mystified, and while muttering to themselves, they returned to their homes, shaking their heads and wondering about what all this means. But I remained by the tomb, crying. I didn't understand. And I looked inside the tomb once more, and there they were. Two, what must have been angels in white, just where Jesus' body had been laid. I saw them, all in white, so white it hurt my eyes, so I bowed my head. And they asked me why I was looking for the living among the dead. Now, at first, I didn't know what they were talking about. Looking for the living? I wasn't looking for the living. I was looking for Jesus, and I had watched him die. They continued saying, "He is not here. He has risen." Risen where? Where is he? They asked me, "Woman, why are you weeping?" Now, so many thoughts were going through my head. I thought to myself, because I'm sad, because I'm mystified, and I don't know what has happened to Jesus. I told them that someone had taken away Jesus, and I didn't know where they had taken him. And just as I said this, I turned around, and there was a strange man standing there asking the same question, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" I thought he must be the gardener, and so I said to him, "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me and I will look after him." But then, the most wonderful, unimaginable, mysterious thing happened. I heard my name, Mary, being spoken. And I knew it was Jesus saying my name. My heart leapt. I turned to Jesus and I said, "Rabboni, teacher." I was so filled with joy, I wanted to hold on to Jesus and never let go. But he told me not to hold on and said it was because he had not yet ascended to the Father. I didn't understand that. But then he told me to go to the others and tell them this: "I am ascending to my Father, your Father, to my God and your God." And then I remembered what Jesus had told us: on the third day he would rise. And it had been 3 days. Was it possible? Had he done what he said? And then I knew he had risen. I ran to tell the others who were back at our lodgings mourning Jesus' death. I ran as fast as I could and I burst in shouting, "I have seen the Lord. He is risen." They must have thought I was a crazy woman, but I told them what Jesus had asked me to share. And that is what brings me here today, to tell you that Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Now may you go and share this good news. Happy Easter morning. Hallelujah. Amen.